Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Listen, I'm thriving. Life is good.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
I'm trying to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and it's not working out. Oh, there it goes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. What's new? What are you doing?
Yesterday I went indoor skydiving.
Oh, how was that?
It was very fun. My arms really hurt right today, like, because you're just like laying flat and then the air is blowing underneath you and they keep saying like move your hands forward and in a certain position, and so I guess my hands were just like pushing against the air the whole time, and now I'm sore.
I'm sorry that you're sore. That's crazy. How does it work?
I don't know how they generate the air, but a bunch of air from the floor just like blows up and pushes up, and then you lie on top of the air, and then there's a person who's like making sure you're safe and like balanced, and then you just like lie flat and then like spin around and all that stuff, and then there's an option where the person who knows what they're doing can grab you. And then you guys fly up high in the air and then come back down. And
did you do that?
Cool. I did do that.
Do you want to go real skydiving now?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You did like the test version.
Yeah, the guy was like, that's basically what skydiving's like. And I was like, cool. I don't want to do that for longer. I did it. It was like a minute each time, like a minute and 20 seconds each time. And I was like, I don't want to do this for like, I don't know, 15 minutes. I have no idea how long it takes to get from the plane to the ground. But whatever it is, I don't want to do it.
5 minutes. But then you're outside.
Yeah, sure, I guess. But it doesn't make me feel better. I like being inside.
You can see the world.
I can see the world.
And clouds and birds. Imagine waving at a bird.
And then what?
And then you like leave the bird, and then that bird goes home and goes, I saw the biggest birds today. And you made a bird's day. Don't you want to make a bird's day?
I don't care about birds.
Okay.
No, I think that was very fun. But yeah, I don't think I need to do it for real, for real.
All right. I got excited.
Yeah.
I was like, this would be a fun activity.
Not for me.
All right. I had sushi yesterday.
Okay. How was it?
But it was good. I tried a salmon thing and then another salmon thing. And that was like pretty good. But the salmon is a weird consistency. So I really just stuck to my cucumber roll and my avocado roll.
Okay. But brave of you to try.
Thank you. I also thought it was pretty brave of me, and I was like pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, because you're not a fish person at all.
No, nor am I a trying new thing person. But 2024 is my year, and I'm gonna try all new things.
Yeah, you've been trying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and I swallowed, even though I didn't want to.
I'm so glad. Was there a risk that you wouldn't?
Well, you know, sometimes people don't like something and they act like a child and they spit it out. And I'm trying really hard to just be like, hey, swallowing doesn't kill. So I swallowed my sushi.
Good for you. Have you ever done that where you've been like, I don't like this, and you spat it out?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah, there's a whole show where I do it.
Oh, yeah, but like in real life, like at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. You do it very discreetly. You're like, ha, 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 ha. And then you bring the napkin to your mouth. And then you're like, ha, ha, blah, blah, and then you spit into the napkin. And then you fold up the napkin. And then you put it like under the plate.
Have you done that when I'm around?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it a bunch of times. I just do it very discreetly because it's a child thing to do, to not like just swallow the food.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, very discreetly. I truly have never noticed you do that before.
Thank you. She is a lady.
Such a lady, spitting out at the table.
And this restaurant I went to, the bathroom was so far in the back. I truly felt like I was in a different restaurant. And then three different servers had to be like, keep going. And I wanted to be like, why'd you put it all the way back there? If you have to tell people to keep going.
Because they wanted to fill up the restaurant with more seats.
Make it more accessible to me.
Yeah. They're not thinking about
you. That's my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is Wednesday. What are you doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Don't tell me about Monday or Tuesday.
Because those have passed.
Well, they're coming up. They're always coming up.
Lord, don't I know.
Monday's always just around the river bend.
What am I doing? I'm going to get my calendar out because I don't know off the top of my head. Thursday, I'm going to donate a bunch of clothes to the Downtown Women's Center.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I keep looking at my closet and I'm like, I don't want this either. And it's like adding to the pile. And then Friday, I have my first drum lesson.
Wow. Wait, are you going to get drums in your house?
No, I'm going to a place that has drums that I can use. Mm-hmm. And then I think I can get like a little drum pad that I can take home, but not like a kit. And then I guess if I love it, I can get a kit. But I'm going to see if I like it.
That's the exact opposite of how I work. I go, I want to do this. And then I'll get all the things. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, well, that wasn't for me. And then I'll have all the things. Like I have a trampoline because I was going to start doing trampoline fitness.
Yeah.
I have a sewing machine because I was going to start a sewing club.
Yeah.
What else do I have? I have so many things just in my house that I'm like, I don't use this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, you can always rent stuff or I guess take a class and see if you like it there. And then if you're like, I love it, then have it in your home.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I definitely still have things that I don't use or I'm like, well, maybe I'll use it one day. Like I have a keyboard and a piano and a guitar and a thumb piano and a harmonica. And I'm like, maybe one day I'll start a whole band.
Thumb piano?
Yeah, I think there's another name for it that's like more official. But it's like just like one of those African thumb pianos that you like pluck.
Oh. Here's the thing. I think you should get a full drum kit.
No, because that takes up so much space. The other things I can like put under my bed, put in a closet, put somewhere else. A drum kit's just out. And if I don't play it, it's still out.
Yeah, but like think of all the colorful drums you can get.
Yeah, I sure can get a lot of colorful drums.
You get like a purple drum kit where like each one is a different shade of purple.
That sounds like something up your alley. It sounds like you want a purple drum kit.
Maybe I do.
Yeah.
I wanted to play the drums, but my mother was like, you're loud. I don't want another loud thing in the house. So I had to play the flute.
Which is not loud.
I mean, it's not that loud.
I guess. It's still loud.
Well, in comparison to drums, I think it's much quieter. Wow, these drum kits are really, really nice. Oh my God, this purple one is cherry mahogany.
Ooh.
What part of a drum is wood? Oh, I guess the around it.
Mm-hmm.
The Around It, you know, the official name for
The Around It.
Jordan loves her drum lessons.
Jordan, you're taking drum lessons currently? Yeah,
I had to do a temporary pause just because it was getting expensive.
Yeah.
But I, back in college, I had a professor tell me that I could not keep rhythm. Guess what? I am great at keeping rhythm. I'm actually really great at drums. And same as Nicole, I've always wanted to do it. And not that my parents said no to it, but I just was like, well, I'm playing guitar, I'm playing piano. Why do I need more things? But this past fall, I just did like a ton of new things. And one of them was drum lessons. And I love it. It feels really empowering and like, I feel like a badass. Playing yeah. drums.
Ooh. So, do you have a drum kit?
So I have a e-kit, which I'm not super happy with. I'm actually speaking of things to maybe not buy or like maybe wait to buy. I would rather like an actual like practice kit that I use at the studio. Mm-hmm. With my teacher, it's just, again, like, it just wasn't in my budget where the e-kit was like $300, where like the kit that she had teaching me was like over $1,000. And I was like, I'm just taking lessons. I don't know if I want to spend that much money. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. Also, how do you travel with drums? Do you like disassemble a drum kit and put it in your car and then take it out of your car and reassemble it?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yep. Yeah. That's why, like, being in a band, I ended up like helping the drummer pack everything up, because you have to put each piece and then break down the stands that the drum is standing on.
Oh my god!
So yeah,
how long would you say it takes to put together a drum kit?
I mean, depending on the drummer, maybe like a couple minutes, because it's. Yeah, if they know where everything is going and they're comfortable with it, they just have to plop everything onto the stands. And then typically a drummer will sit and then start adjusting from there. So maybe max, it could be like 5 minutes. But then add in mic placement if you're being mic'd for live shows, which sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But if you're like an arena touring drummer, you're being mic'd. So that's an additional like... Then the engineer is coming in, or whoever is the live person.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's a lot of work. It's like a traveling stripper. You got to put the pole up. You got to put the stage together. It's a whole thing.
Wait, is this a real thing you're talking about?
Yeah, like an X-pole stage. Yeah. You have to put the stage together. You got to put the pole in it, and it's heavy. And it takes a while to set up.
How many traveling strippers do you know? No, I'm genuinely curious, because that I didn't realize you could be a traveling stripper.
Same.
Well, I mean, if you do like shows and the place that you're doing a show doesn't have a pole and you want to use a pole, you got to bring your pole. I mean, I personally don't know any traveling strippers, but I know people who travel with stripper poles for shows and such.
Mm-hmm. And how do you travel with a stripper pole?
You have to break down the pole. So the pole is in several parts, and then the stage is in several parts. And then the stage kind of looks like a wheel of cheese that each cheese slice or cheese chunk you put in a bag. And then you break the pole down, and that goes in a bag. And then it's so fucking heavy. It's what I had in my backyard for such a long time.
Yeah. Which, where is that now? I thought about it the other day. I was like, where is that pole?
Honestly, I think I sold it or gave it to someone. I don't remember exactly. Or it got thrown away because it was rusty. Mm-hmm. That might have been it. If I couldn't sell it, I threw it away.
Yeah.
Because it was just outside. No, I sold it.
Well, I have a question, because you guys have done pole dancing, and I've always wondered if this was true or not. When you are like... going around on the pole, is the pole moving, or it's just your body moving around the pole?
Depends.
Okay.
Some poles are static and some poles spin, and some do both. So people who are like holding shapes, that's usually a spinning pole. But people who are like, it looks like they're propelling themselves around, that's usually static.
Do you prefer one over the other, Nicole, when you do?
I prefer static because I simply think it's easier. But a lot of people seem to think spin is easier, but I don't think so. I get dizzy.
Yeah, I only took one spin pole class and I was very dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go too fast and then...
You go so fast.
I feel like I do have less control.
Mm-hmm. And you have to like learn how to self-regulate. Like if you bring your body closer to the pole, you go faster. And then if you bring it away from the pole, you go slower. And that's just science.
Velocity.
Velocity and ferocity and fierceness. Ah!
Ah!
Oh, I haven't been to pole in a minute because I've just had to be doing things. I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get back into it.
You got to.
I know.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we do a quiz?
Yeah, let's do a quiz.
Ooh. Tell us what you do in a day. I'll reveal which color matches your core personality. Or Are you more Gen Z core or millennial core? Or eat nothing but dessert and I'll tell you who your celebrity BFF is.
Sure.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to find out if you're Gen Z or a millennial? And you don't want to find out what color your core personality is?
I feel like I'll definitely be millennial. I don't think there's a question of that.
And I'll be Gen Z because I'm so young.
You're so young. And then the color one sounded great too.
I did allow you to choose, and I don't know why I'm like, why'd you choose that one? We're going to eat nothing but dessert and find out who our celebrity BFF is. I hope mine's Oprah.
Gail would fight you.
I know. But I think I could take Gail in a fight.
Woo.
Damn. Do you not?
I don't know. I mean, I just based on like her demeanor, I feel like I don't think she'll give up in a fight. Like the way she told R. Kelly to sit down, she'll stand her
Robert.
ground. Robert.
I think I could knock her off her feet pretty quick.
Oh my goodness. Pretty quick.
Yeah, she's a little older. Come at her fast.
Okay. Eat nothing but dessert and I'll tell you who your celebrity BFF is. Have a slice of cake.
Okay, this one is red velvet.
Strawberry.
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Ugh, that vanilla cake looks tough.
Yes, it looks really dry.
Yeah, it looks dry and that someone really, really just over-mixed it in a way that's sick. How did that end up on Getty Images?
I would choose red velvet.
I'm going to choose strawberry.
It does look good.
Since there's no ice cream and it looks really moist and it looks flavorful. Eat a specialty dessert.
Baklava.
Flan.
Cannoli.
Ooh, churros.
You know, I would not actively choose any of these. They're not my kind of desserts.
They're not really my kind of desserts either. Baklava is what, like a puff pastry with like pistachio?
I guess so.
I mean, that's what that picture is showing.
I think honey too.
Honey.
Mm-hmm. I think I gotta go with a cannoli. Because every time I have a cannoli, I'm not exactly happy about it, but I'm not mad.
Just middle of the road.
You know, I'm like, all right, this is sweet. Oh my God, do you want to know what I had last night?
What'd you have?
Tempura ice cream.
Tempura?
I don't think I've ever had it. Or if I did, maybe it was when I was a kid and I like forgot about it. But you know how like tempura has like that breaded coat on it?
Yeah.
This ice cream was like deep fried with a breaded coat on it. I couldn't believe it.
That's
I
nice.
Squealed the whole time I was eating it.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Mm-hmm.
I did like it. Too bad that's not on the list.
No. Well, we're just starting. Maybe there's more. I would have a churro because it reminds me of being a carnival.
Oh, I do like carnivals. Pick a cookie.
Chocolate chip.
M&M's.
Matcha cookies.
Never in my life have
they
I
even
ever.
Look good. They're like green.
No, they look like the Grinch stole the flavor. Okay, peanut butter. I gotta do an old classic. I gotta do chocolate chip.
Yeah. I would do peanut butter.
Really?
I love a peanut butter cookie, even though I probably shouldn't because I'm supposed to like not eat tree nuts anymore, which
oh,
sucks.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm like not really listening. I like took this test that was like, these are things that you're intolerant to or whatever, or like things that are not great for you. They're not like, I'm not allergic or they're not gonna be bad. They're just gonna be like, this will be harder for your body to process other vitamins.
I get that.
Yeah, sometimes I still sneak a little bit of peanut butter.
But God, I love nuts. I didn't know peanuts were tree nuts. Peanuts are on trees?
I have no idea.
I've never seen a peanut tree.
I don't even know what nuts are on trees.
Me either. Almonds grow on trees?
What are tree nuts? Tree nuts, okay, considered as a priority allergens: almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, pistachio nuts, and walnuts.
Wow.
Peanuts are part
of the legume. You've been lied to. You can eat peanuts because they're legumes.
No, I really can't. This test specifically said peanuts, and then I guess in addition to peanuts, tree nuts. So I can't have nuts, I guess.
Wow. That stinks. I love peanuts.
Yeah. Which I didn't know this about you. When we were in South Africa, you were eating shelled peanuts the whole time. And, and you were just like, I love a peanut. I just turn around and you're on bed, like undoing a nut. And I was like, wow, you're really, you're really going for it.
I love them. I mean, you turn down nuts on planes and then I go, can you not? Because I'll eat your nuts.
Yeah, I didn't realize you'd eat any nut.
Yeah, on my flight back on Sunday, I was like, ooh, give me them nuts. And they gave me them nuts. And then after a while, I was like, do you have any more nuts? And they were like, yes. And they gave me more nuts. This is not a good story.
Get this. I was on the plane and I was like, can I have some nuts? And they're like, yeah, we have nuts. And then I was like, can I have more nuts? And they're like, yeah, here's some more nuts.
They gave me more nuts.
No, I think it's a really good story.
No, it's pretty terrible. What's your favorite donut flavor?
Cinnamon sugar.
Oreo.
Strawberry frosted.
Chocolate sprinkles.
I kind of like just a plain glaze.
Oh, that's not here.
Maybe I'll say strawberry frosted.
That does look good. I'm going to say cinnamon sugar because it reminds me of apple cider donuts from Delicious Orchards, a grocery store that my mother used to take me to when I was little. Can you look up if Delicious Orchards is still a thing in New Jersey?
I thought you were just like saying like orchards are delicious, like, or like a particularly delicious orchards. I didn't know it was a store.
Yeah. It's in New Jersey. I can't remember. Maybe Colts Neck, New Jersey. Oh, it's in Homedale. Oh my God. It still exists. Okay. Go. Yeah. Delicious Orchards. I want to see if they still have those donuts.
Do they sell things that are like mostly from orchards, or is it like a regular grocery store?
I think it's just like a regular grocery store, but they make things in house and everything is more delicious and like organic and stuff. There's the donuts.
Right. First thing you see.
Their world famous apple cider donuts are the first to tempt you. So good luck trying to walk past these delicious round treats. It's so true. They're so good.
They look good. They look huge too.
They're not like gigantic, but they're like a decent size. Oh, they're closed on Mondays. I get it.
Why do you get it?
Mondays are tough and they're always just around the corner.
They are. They always show up.
Even when you don't want them to come, they come. They come. So quick.
Grab some ice cream.
Ube.
Matcha.
Vanilla.
Coffee.
My favorite flavor of ice cream is indeed vanilla.
Okay.
And people like to pretend that vanilla is not a flavor, but vanilla is a flavor, and vanilla is a deeply complex flavor, and it's delicious, and it's classic.
You tell it, girl.
Yes.
You stand up for vanilla.
Yes, I love vanilla.
I'm new to the ice cream game, so I haven't dared to venture out and try new flavors, so I'm going to say vanilla.
Are you, like, eating ice cream on the regular?
I wouldn't say regular, but, like, if it's around, I might have a little couple scoops.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is interesting. This is a real development on the ice cream front. This is like my soup things. Journey.
Yes. Yes. You're trying hot liquids, I'm trying cold solids.
Well, we need to go out for ice cream soon.
Okay. Let's go out for ice cream.
Pick a cupcake.
Lemon.
Birthday cake.
Chocolate praline.
Mint chocolate.
That lemon cupcake looks good to me.
It does look good. And I normally would say birthday cake, but I'm going to be adventurous and I'm going to say chocolate praline. Ooh. Because once at a Baskin Robbins, I was buying a cake for some event and they had a praline cake. And I said, you don't have any simple vanilla cakes? They said, no. I said, with the chocolate crunchums? They said, that's Dairy Queen. So they're like, you should get this praline one. And I said, all right. And it was so good. I went back the next day and bought a whole one for myself. Ooh. And slowly ate it over the course of a month.
Cakes last that long?
You know, I don't think so. I recently had to ask my aunt, I said, you could freeze food, right? She said, yes. And I said, how long can you freeze that food for? And she said, 1 or 2 months. And I said, so I should stop eating the macaroni and cheese I made for Thanksgiving? And she said, I would. But I don't know. I think you could eat food forever.
Definitely not forever. But I do think you can eat frozen food longer than a couple months. But I also don't know.
I don't know either. I had to throw out some frozen food I had that expired in 2022.
Yes, 2 years
things
ago.
Just sit in my freezer.
It's hard because you're not often, well, I'm not often in my freezer. So if I don't see it regularly, I just forget I have it.
Same.
The quality and taste of your favorite foods can be preserved in the freezer anywhere from 1 to 12 months. Okay, so it's fine if it's longer than a couple months.
I mean, that is different.
So it's a huge range. Just
one to two months.
Could be a month, could be a year.
Yeah, that's wild.
Should we look up how long can you keep macaroni and cheese in the freezer?
Yeah. And then once something gets freezer burned, does that mean you shouldn't eat it again?
I do think that's the case.
And that's when the little crystals appear, right? How does that happen?
I feel like when it's like when the air gets to it, or like if it's not sealed up properly. But then sometimes it does get in there if it's like in a glass container. So I don't know.
Yeah. Freezer burn's crazy. What a phenomenon.
Freezer burn's crazy. Okay. This How to Freeze Mac and Cheese by Kitchen.com says mac and cheese can be frozen up to 3 months. Has it been longer than 3 months?
November to December, December to January, January to February. Uh-oh, it's coming up on the month I should eat the rest.
You got to finish it fast.
Well, I'm glad we took that detour for me.
Pick between these random options.
Macaroons.
Milk bread donuts. I don't know if I've heard of that. They look good.
I have heard of them, but I've never had them. Lava cake.
And crepes.
You know I'm gonna pick that lava cake because I love a lava cake from any old place.
You do love a lava cake.
It's so ingenious. I bite into it and a bunch more chocolate comes out. Okay.
We had malva cake in South Africa and it was so good and tasty from the safari resort we were staying at. And then I don't know why I wanted to like ruin it for myself.
I don't know why you did either.
And then when we were in an airport killing time, we were sitting in this nasty restaurant. Ugh. And I saw malva cake on the menu and I was like, I know for a fact I like malva cake because I had it once. Let's get it again. And it was disgusting.
It was so bad. Even my French fries were bad.
Yeah, that was quite a feat to be like, how did you make everything bad?
It was like old grease or something. They just tasted so funky.
Yeah, but it's like airport food's always suspect. Like there's a risk there. Sometimes it's like normal. Sometimes it's bad. But that was particularly bad.
Yeah, even my milkshake was bad.
Yeah.
You know what was good? My bottled water. They slammed that right on the head. It was so tasty.
And their napkins were great.
Oh, God. Those napkins? Very absorbent. Ooh-wee.
I think I would try the milk bread donuts just because they look so tasty in this picture.
Cheesecake! Plain.
Blueberry and blackberry.
Chocolate.
Caramel.
I don't think I've ever had a chocolate cheesecake.
I'm sure I have. I used to have many a cheesecake. I used to love cheesecake, and I would get it anytime I saw it. But I think my digestive system has changed. And so now I don't eat cheesecake as much as I used to.
I remember buying you a cheesecake.
I think it was during COVID, and you drove it by. It was a drive-by cheesecake. Where you just pulled up, put your hand out the window, handed me a cheesecake, and kept going.
Boy, I'm fun.
It was nice.
I'm going to say plain.
I'm going to say... I think I'm going to try the caramel.
Ooh.
I do like caramel.
I like caramel, too.
Pick a pastry.
Banana cream pie croissant.
Whoa, there's a lot going on with that.
Uh-huh.
A cinnamon roll.
A pain au chocolat. A chocolate croissant.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. You ever heard that song?
Hot cross buns. Yeah, are there more words to that?
See how they run.
Wait, for real? No. That's like... Wait, what is that?
Hot cross buns, see how they run. You'll never catch them. These buns are crossed and they're hot.
I think you're combining two different songs. I can't think. What is the see how they run?
I think you're thinking of hot cross buns.
I think what Nicole, three blind mice?
Yes, it's three blind mice. Yeah. That's what it is. Which is also rude. Like, look at these three blind mice. Look at how they run. Look at these blind ass mice running all over the place.
That is pretty rude. And it's not teaching children empathy. It's teaching them to laugh at animals who are blindly running into walls.
Mm-hmm. Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
What?
Oh.
If you have no daughters, give the pennies sons.
Or the buns?
Or the buns. Oh.
I was worried that it was give your daughters to your sons.
I was getting confused. I was like, I don't want to give my daughter to anybody.
Interesting.
Can we look at three blind mice? Mm-mm. What comes after see how they run? Maybe there's some empathy later in the song.
See how they run. And don't you want to help them out?
See how they run. Pick them up. Let them put them where they're trying to go.
Three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how they run. See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
This is for children?
They ran after the farmer's wife and she cut off their tails with a carving knife. And then, is this over and over again? And then, those are the only lyrics. Damn.
Oh my God.
But they didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't see her.
Yeah, they couldn't see. But you know what? She could see them and cut their tails off.
Yeah. And now they have even less sensory, like, they feel like the tail was helping them figure out, like, spatial awareness of what's going on around them. Now they don't even have that.
Now they're just probably rolling around. They probably don't have balance either.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh my God.
This was sad.
She made them into little potatoes with feet.
And that's also honestly more horrifying than mice running around.
I think so.
Like, wait, are these potatoes?
Oh boy. What's wrong with the farmer's wife? What's her deal?
Yeah. You're on a farm. You don't expect to see mice?
Yeah. You probably have cows and shit.
Yeah. Like, of course there's mice running around.
And then let them just run around your house after? That's so unsanitary. Why don't you open a door and let them get out?
Yeah. Or maybe clean up your kitchen. Is your kitchen so dirty that mice want to be in there?
Yeah, you dirty bitch. I'm going to pick a chocolate croissant.
I'm gonna, maybe I'll pick hot cross bun.
Ooh.
Oh, no, wait. I take it back. I want a cinnamon roll.
I do love a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in a very long time.
I haven't either.
I think they're just like not readily available.
They're so hard to get.
Well, you know, like in the mall, it's like Auntie Anne's. No, that's pretzels. Cinnamon bun?
Cinnabon? Cinnabon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Malls made fun food more accessible.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not in a mall often. Ooh, I went to Pink's at Universal City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very tasty, but like, you know, bad for my body.
Sure. Did your whole asshole blow out?
Actually, like, not as bad as I thought it would. But I was gurgling for the rest of the day.
What time did you eat it?
I think like 5 p.m. maybe.
So that's early a tough time.
It's a tough like time.
It that like Pink's is late night food. I think at like 10 p.m. when you can like sit on your couch and gurgle.
Yeah.
But did you then walk around City Walk?
A little bit, maybe because I walked. I was able to digest faster because I feel like if I sat or laid down, that would have really fucked me up.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had a Pink's there. Last time I went, I went to Margaritaville once, but then Bubba Gum Shrimp Co. Ooh, baby. It's a good time.
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. Pick one more random dessert.
Cherry pie.
S'mores.
Brownies.
Fruit tart.
These are random. If someone said, do you want cherry pie, a s'more, a brownie, or a fruit tart? I'd be like, where the fuck are we?
Yeah. What is the event? Where are we geographically? Like, they're all so all over the place.
I don't like cherry pie. I think it tastes like eating a bunch of jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like really thick.
Yeah. It's just simply not for me.
I think I'm going to say brownie.
Okay, I'm going to say s'mores.
Mm.
Okay. Oh my God, who's this?
This is Sashir.
My celebrity BFF is Beyonce.
Wow.
In your fun and free era, you tend to be more extroverted. Okay. You love going out and meeting new people.
Interesting. Huh?
And trying new things. I am doing that. You need a dance party bestie, a going out bestie. A will always be by your side, bestie. Okay. What's funny is I don't even think Beyonce fits this description. I don't think she wants to party and dance all night.
No.
I think she wants to be home.
I think she wants to be home too. Also, I loved all the pictures of the Grammys where people were just like lining up to take pictures of her. God. I was like, I would never leave my house.
Yes,
are you kidding?
Like she's bombarded by celebrities. This woman wants to be home. She doesn't want to. Yeah,
Meryl Streep, multiple award winner, was like, let me at her. No, let me go home.
Yeah. I get
okay.
That.
I got Miley Cyrus, the Ooh. Main character. You're in your protect your peace, and I choose me era. Like Miley, right now, you're all about being intentional with your time and love and choosing things for yourself, things that bring you happiness.
Okay.
All right. A BuzzFeed? I don't know. I don't know about that one, BuzzFeed.
I mean, I say you're in a choose me era, no?
I don't know. I guess. I woke up really early today and went right back to sleep, so I chose me.
There you go. She chose herself.
More sleep, please. I would be Miley Cyrus's best friend. She seems like a good time.
She does seem like a good time. She seems like the description that I had of ready to party and dance and stuff.
Yes, I agree.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Should we help the children of the future? Let them live and let them lead the way. I show you all, everybody inside. Should we do that?
Yes, let's do that.
Also, Nicole, every time you sing, it gets better and better.
Oh. Thank you. I need to get back in my singing classes. I just haven't had the time.
You know what? You and Sashir should do drums, and you in the same room should do voice lessons. I think it would go great.
She's trying to keep rhythm, and I'm trying to find a key.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, we'll get there.
And then we can start a two-person band.
Yes, with just voice and drums.
Honestly, never seen it. It's never been done. Okay, this email is how to recover from a year with a cheater. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I've got a doozy for you. I'm a 34-year-old woman who considers myself to be strong, independent, and happy with who I am. I moved to Mexico City in September of 2022 and began dating someone that December. For the following year, he was my person. We went on trips. I learned to mountain bike with him. He even was by my side during a cancer diagnosis and treatment. I'm okay now. Last weekend, I learned he'd been cheating on me with a secret relationship for the entire time we were together. Most of that other relationship was long distance, though she was planning a visit, and in his mind, this would be the start of their lives together.
Needless to say, weeding through the lies of the past year has been a mind fuck. Looking back, there were some red flags that I noticed: emotional distance, some obsession with his phone, etc. I brought these up multiple times, and he always convinced me to believe him. His father had recently become seriously ill, and I always just chalked the distance up to him being concerned about his father. I think looking back, I wanted this relationship to work so much that I stopped trusting myself. I'm not afraid of being alone, but man, did the hope of something finally working out really affect what I would put up with. My question for you both is, how can I move on and establish a balance between healthy boundaries and also trust? It's hard for me to imagine I will ever trust someone again without full access to their phone. But that's also a bananas thing to ask a couple of months into dating someone.
Where is the balance between trusting my intuition or being overcome by anxiety and trust issues? Where is the balance between seeing the good in people and realizing when you're being totally fucked over? I am in therapy, don't worry, but you two always make me laugh and give such good advice. I wanted to reach out. Thank you for bringing a smile to my face every week. Yikes. I'm sorry that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Glad you're out of it, but God, yeah. That is really horrible.
It's kind of like that lady on TikTok. You see her?
I tried to start that journey. It was like,
Who the Fuck Did I Marry or whatever.
Yeah, it's 52 fucking 10-minute long videos. That's movie, friend.
I don't even think I made it past the intro. I was like, I'm sure it's juicy, but I can't sit and look at my phone for this long to get to the root of what's happening.
I did finish the first video, or maybe I made it to the second one, but the most interesting thing was he would be on phone calls every day, mm-hmm. and nobody was on the other line.
Ooh, that's actually scary.
This man was pretending to talk to people. And then she was like in the hospital and they called him to discharge her. And she was like, he pretended to be his own assistant. And he said he worked at a condiment company. And he was like a vice president or something. And he was like, oh, I'll come get her after I'm out of my meeting. But he wasn't in a meeting. He was a temp for a forklifting company and like couldn't leave his forklifting job. And then also like bullshitted his way into a house. So it was like pretty juicy for the first episode. But I was like, I just can't sit here for 40 more minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, you know, at least this person didn't go through that.
Yeah. I think you just have to remember that person is that person. Mm-hmm. And not everyone is going to fuck you over or cheat on you. Like a new relationship is just that. It's new. Mm-hmm. And also, I think you got to get comfortable being single because the fear of being single can't motivate you to stay in something.
Yeah. I think it's also okay to be honest and tell people about your past experiences. Like, hey, I got out of a long-term thing where I was lied to a bunch. So, like, that is a trigger for me. Like, mistrust or, like, keeping information. And I guess not to, like, scare that person, but just to know what they're... So they know what's going on. Like, because you probably will be triggered. And you probably will be suspect or suspicious of something. And that's, like, of course you will. And I don't think you have to beat yourself up for it. You were taken advantage of and lied to. And it might take a minute for you to like get to the point where you are like trusting again. And yeah, I think it's okay to let like any new person or current people in your life know like, hey, I'm still a little sensitive in this department. So something comes up, this is why. And then they at least have like a bit of an idea of like, oh, okay, that's probably what that is.
I agree. I do find it hard in the moment to be like, oh, this is why I'm feeling this type of way. But like, I think it would be good to get in the habit of being like, oh, I feel a little triggered and I'm feeling, you know, feelings from my old relationship coming up. And I understand that you're not that person, but I'm just feeling that. And I just need some reassurance right now. Because that's the thing I've never knew how to do, to be like, oh, I just need reassurance that like you're still there for me and stuff. But also I think staying in therapy is also a really great thing. Mm-hmm. So you're not like projecting all of this on this new person. But yeah. Also, you know what they say, lightning doesn't strike twice. You're not going to get cheated on again. I'm just kidding. Lightning does strike twice, and I think it happens often. But I believe
don't promise that.
I think the next person you meet is going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solved.
Hello, Nicole and Sashir and team. Your podcast is amazing, and I have a friend query that I was hoping you could help me out with. I want to start off by saying I am pro therapy and pro everyone going on their journey, but I'm having an issue with a friend who needs a lot of over communication. I have a friend who is big on radical honesty and over communication ever since he had a big breakup 6 months ago. Recently, we were on a phone call where he made a joke that I didn't like. And I said that I didn't like the joke. And then after a bit of talking, he exited the conversation and hung up kind of abruptly. The next day, he called to apologize for making the joke. He said that he really worried that I thought he was a bad person. And in the future, he suggested when I hear a joke I don't like, I ask him, what did you mean by that?
Personally, I think, what did you mean by that equates to fighting words. But neither here nor there, I think it is a little exhausting having a full conversation every time I say, oh, I don't like that, or, huh, that hurt my feelings. I wish we could acknowledge that hurt feeling and move on. I don't want to sit through a whole conversation where you explain where you're coming from. Like, I know your intentions weren't to hurt my feelings, but they were hurt. I want to be a good friend and meet this person halfway, but having to do all this conversational gymnastics and explicitly saying, I'm not mad at you, or I don't think you're a bad person over and over again makes me feel like a little like this person's parent and not their friend. I want to be accommodating, but I'm not sure what to do. Let me know what y'all think. Tips and tips and tricks appreciated.
Tips and tricks and trips.
Trips, tripped right over all those words. I think you could say just that to your friend. Just mm-hmm. be like, hey, I know that you are like, I don't think you're a bad person. I'm going to tell you, I didn't love that joke. It hurt my feelings. I know your intentions weren't to hurt my feelings. But at this moment, I just would love an apology. And I don't really need to know where you're coming from. And like, again, I'm not attacking you as a person. I just want my feelings to be acknowledged that they were hurt. And then we can move on. And later, maybe I'll feel like hearing your explanation. But right now, I don't want to. If mm-hmm. this person is into radical honesty, you know?
Yeah, it seems like that, you know, if they really are, they would want to hear your feelings. Like they or like know how you feel about the thing. Yeah. And I guess the person who wrote in is not wrong for saying this is just how I feel about this joke mm-hmm. and I did not like it. And then I think the person requesting like let's talk it out instead of just saying I don't like it. I think I kind of understand what they're saying because like maybe they might have a thing where who knows? I don't want to like psychoanalyze analyze this person. I don't know them at all. But if it's like they are a person who has been criticized for years and it like when anyone says anything that I don't like blank, it feels like they are a bad person. That's their own shit. And you are not responsible for it. But also if they're saying this is a thing that happens with me, that's also like helpful information for you too. Like if it's like criticism feels like you saying I'm a bad person. Well, you don't want them to feel like a bad person. So it is okay for you to navigate how to communicate with them in a way that you're still telling them how you feel, but they don't feel like they don't shut down and can't hear you anymore. So mm-hmm. it's like, yes, that is exhausting. But also, this is your friend, and this is a person that you want to continue to communicate with. And if it gets to a point where it's like you feel like you're doing all the work and all the communicational gymnastics to get this person to not be triggered and like rush off the phone, that sucks. But mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with them telling you this is a thing that would be helpful to me to help to keep listening to you when you are critiquing me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense. But I do feel a little bit on the side of the reader because I'm kind of the type of the person who wrote in.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been the type of person who's like, oh, I didn't mean that X, Y, and Z, da, 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 da. And then all that person just wanted was an apology. And it's like, I guess I like don't want to feel like I'm the bad person or that I intentionally hurt their feelings. So I'm like, let me just get it out. But like, they're my friend or whatever. And they know I'm not a bad person. They know yeah. I wasn't trying to hurt their feelings. They just want their feelings acknowledged that they were hurt. So, yeah, I get that. I also get like the, oh, I feel triggered. That's why I want you to say, what did you mean by that? But I do feel like, what do you mean by that is fighting words. I do.
I'm trying to think. If I said a joke and you're like, what did you mean by that? I guess it maybe depends on the tone, but I feel like I would be like, oh, she wants an explanation of like what I meant by this.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe then I could explain it. But if it's just like, oh, I didn't like that, then I'd be like, oh, but then maybe she didn't get it. And now this feels like she didn't like the joke. She thinks I am bad. She thinks I like did an offensive thing. This mm-hmm. sucks, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like if it's like, oh, I didn't like that, you go, uh-oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? Yes, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And then, yeah. Do you want an explanation? No, I don't. Okay. Because then it's like, if you say a joke and it's like, what did you mean by that? I think I would automatically get a little defensive. Especially, like, if it's not just like a birds are cool. I don't know. I can't think of like a dumb joke. But like, if it was like a personal
joke. Wait, what do you mean by that? What do you mean when we said birds
are
cool?
See? See? It's like, oh, and then I'm on the defense. So I think that friend is asked me what you mean by that, to be then triggered to be defensive about this joke, as opposed to just being like, hey, I didn't love it. I'm not attacking you as a person.
Yeah.
Can we just let sleeping dogs sleep or something?
Yeah.
But I do get it. And communication is annoying, but like necessary.
Yeah. I'm like not more on anyone's side. I think everyone's trying to communicate the best they can. And I do understand what the writer's saying about like, they don't want to be this person's parent. They want to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you just have to navigate like what you're willing to communicate. And if it starts feeling like too much, you can even communicate that and be like,
yeah,
I don't actually want to have to like manage your shit. Like, I don't, or you don't have to phrase it that way, of course, but like,
no, say it just like that. I don't want to manage
your shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's also okay to say, I actually don't need to talk more. Like, if I say this hurt my feelings, I can just say that. I don't have to actually say more than that or ask you to dissect that. This is what happened.
Yeah. Tough, but solved.
We'll say it solved.
Yeah. We have an email address that you can write letters to Nicole or emails, NicoleandSashira@gmail.com, or you can call or leave a voice note, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
So long, Sashir.
So long, Nicole.
That? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nexto, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Nexto, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.